So just take a few little nice soft breaths in. Let them move through your body from the top of your head to your feet. Inhaling, exhaling. Just feel that nice big circle of breathing, of life force. And allow your whole being to get involved with that breath. Your physical, your emotional, your spiritual. So that as you breathe this beautiful breath, as we share this beautiful breath here, you can feel the love in the room and the family that is here. And whatever it took today to get you to this place, this time, this energy, just allow yourself to feel the gratitude for that. And let the wave of love wash over you. Feel it. Spirit sees you as beings of love and light, each one. And as you open your minds to that and open your hearts to what there is for you here in this love, in this breath, in this family, and in the honoring that comes with the messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. The entourage we spoke of earlier remains. Difficult for so many to believe. It's something that old souls would say, and light workers would group together and say, well, feel the energy, see the colors. It becomes standard esoteric talk. But there's reality here. If you ask a quantum physicist, what is reality? They would laugh. And they would say, which dimension are you speaking of? Because the physicists understand that there is dimensional reality that is far different than what you would experience. And in that soup of potentials, of dimensionality, of the very things that are being talked about and discovered, within that, it creates perhaps the believability that right now there's more here than you think. How would you then define and describe energy at all? Most of you will say, well, that's what's at the plug in the wall. But not to those old souls who can feel around you right now potentials of energy. Love is energy. Compassion is energy. Peace itself and the creation of it is energy. That which would heal a diseased human being has to have energy. And quite often that energy comes from the human, the consciousness of the human being. It ties together with everything we speak of, a beautiful system. It is not odd or strange or weird. Dear ones, yesterday's weird is today's reality. And that is the case for the future. Today's weird will be tomorrow's reality. And so just for a moment, I want you to listen, to things perhaps we've not spoken of before that are explanations of the way things work in a beautiful system. It's a system that goes beyond that which you can see or even sense. I'll tell you things here now in these teachings that you would question because they're not what you're taught. But rather than questioning them based upon what you were taught, look at them in a practical way. Does it make sense? And then you can rewrite what you were taught. And you won't make the teacher wrong. Instead, the teacher doesn't know what you now know. So it's additional information, which then changes the reality of today. What have you been told about the human soul? This particular channel, Informative, is going to talk about the human soul in ways I have not before. And then we're going to graduate into something you might think is unrelated, and that is the creation of peace of mind in the human. They are related, as you will see. The first thing I want to do is to ask you, do you have a soul? And if so, what is it? And you will then repeat to me in the answer what you've been told, or what you feel, or what it supposedly is. And most of those will not be correct. How could they be when so much is hiding? And so nothing you would say would be judged. But now I'm going to give you more information, and I want you to listen and see how it sounds. Life force creates a soul, period. When we talk about the human soul, it's different from a soul. The human soul is an identity that says that the piece of divinity from the other side of the veil, from the Creator, that's in you is the soul. But if the Creator created all life on the planet, wouldn't it also be true that there has to be other life forces with souls? Yes. But let's concentrate just for a moment on the human soul. For the human soul is absolutely, totally, completely unique. What makes it unique is it has multidimensionality. The multidimensionality is created from the apparent 23 pair of chromosomes, because the 24th pair is still there. It is a pair that you cannot see because it is totally and completely multidimensional. What this does is create all of your DNA with a quantum spin, that is to say, an agreed upon scientific fact that DNA somehow has a multidimensional attribute that affects the spin of electrons in a quantum field. That's science. Dear ones, you are the only creature on the planet that has this. 23 apparent pairs of chromosomes, really is 24. It gives you a soul which has that in it of God. This is the premise of so many cultures on the planet who see this, who know it, who use it. You may actually be the minority in your culture when so much of the earth, billions of souls, believe in this. So the human soul is unique. In a moment, we'll talk about other soul and soul groups. But even with that uniqueness, there's not just one soul. Your soul is so complex and so beautiful. The patternings of your soul, the fractals that are there, the beauty of the sacred geometry within the multidimensional fractals, tell about your lifetimes and who you are, where you're going, where you've been. A soul has an akash that your DNA does not. Your soul will represent that from the creative source, a source that had no beginning and will have no end. And in that soul information are the other planets you have been part of, the other systems, scenarios that you've been part of, the cosmic history of all time with no beginning. Reality says there are multiverses, not a universe. Before this universe, there were others. You were there. That soul would contain what you did, how you might have evolved in the evolution of another galaxy or two. That's how big it is. That's how big you are. That's all in a human soul. There's more. If the soul is indeed multidimensional, and it is, so much of it multidimensional, therefore there is no linearity within it. There's no singleness in it. It's multiple. So your soul is in many parts. Were you aware that that which you call your soul is also on the other side of the veil, assisting you with the other souls that are just like you? That's the higher self that you say, well, there's something I have which I call the higher self, which is not with me. It has a foot in both sides of the veil. It helps me. It is that piece of God within me. Indeed it is. That's your soul. Science is starting to acknowledge somehow it's a fraction of what it is that you have an eternalness. Those who deal with quantum things and the universalness of energy have actually made a statement in science that says that when you die, a piece of you goes back to the energy of the universe. I don't know if you knew that. Now, that energy of the universe comes from the physics that says that consciousness is energy, and it has to go somewhere because energy cannot be destroyed. Therefore, it's got to go back to somewhere. And where they're saying is, they have no idea. But it doesn't stay with you because you're deceased. It's the first time in any science where the energy of the human being has been said it cannot then vanish. It must go somewhere. I'll tell you where it goes. It goes back to the family. It goes back to the family. The oneness of all things, that's where it goes. It goes home. And when it comes back, it picks up where it left off. And all of the things that you have in your body that are in your DNA are part of the soul. And the remembrance is there of this earth and the lifetimes on this earth, stored within your DNA, available through your soul, captured and then taken away to the cave of creation first when you die, and then off to the other side of the veil. Then there's the question, where does it go? There is no where in multidimensionality. Dear ones, I'm giving you science. Ask a quantum physicist about a location. And they will say there is evidence that a multidimensional thing is everywhere at the same time. Does that sound familiar? Did you learn that in church? Did you learn about God? And what has been told about God is there is nowhere. God is. Therefore, God is with you, is here, is on the other side of the veil. There is no place where God isn't. God is in everything that there is, in all life force on the planet. Turn the page. Do animals have souls? Yes. Animals have life force. They have souls. They don't have human souls. Now, this gets complicated, and it's apart from anything you've learned. It's not uniform. You don't have a soul for every animal. So the mouse gets the same soul as the elephant. It has nothing to do with their phylum. It has nothing to do whatsoever with the species. It has everything to do, are you ready, with their interface with the human soul. How about that? If an animal has interfaced their soul with yours, it will be in compassion and love. Are you starting to get this? And though all life force has souls, all life force does not then have the system of the human soul. Animals don't reincarnate unless they've interfaced with humans. There is no hierarchy. Listen, because this will fly in the face of so much you've been told and many of the spiritual systems on the planet. Animals have no hierarchy on their way to becoming human. The human being stands alone with the human soul, with past life histories, places they have been in other multiverses. This is your specialty, dear ones. But the animals who interface with you in love and compassion, they, through you, have reincarnate abilities. I've talked about it before. This is not new. Your pets return, dear ones. It doesn't matter whether it's a hamster or a horse. Your pets return. And it's under the guise of continuing the love affair. You've shared compassion and love. Part of the soul of the life force of the animal is entwined with you. Can you deny that, animal lover? When you look in the eyes of a pet that has been with you for years, and it sends you the love back, it sends you the messages that you're getting. Your souls are intertwined, multidimensional. Multidimensionality is beautiful. It goes beyond anything you know. Ask a quantum physicist what's real. And the animals that you love and cherish, they don't last long enough. And we've said it before, that the grief that you have when you lose a precious one often wounds you so much you say, I don't want another one. I don't want to go through this again. So let me ask you this. How about the same one? Is that all right? And that is available. And if you look and believe it and you trust that it's happening literally within months, they'll appear, or you'll find them under odd circumstances. Don't look for the same breed. Don't even look for the same animal. Look for the energy. Look in the eyes. And they will say, I'm back. I'm back. Let's continue. And you do. Oh, this is so well documented in so many people who believe it and trust it. Some of the animals that come back will even have the same birthmarks. Some of the animals that come back and are with you, you'll recognize because they'll have the same quirky habit that you wanted to undo with the last one and never were successful, and here it is again. Isn't this beautiful? It's part of a beautiful system of soul remembrance and a soul that intertwines with that quantum soul that a human being has. Animals have souls. They don't all reincarnate. There's no hierarchy of animalism. They don't then become a bigger animal or a more enlightened animal. But they have souls. Well, does that then go into that which would be insects? And yes, they're life force. It's not, however, what you think. However, some belief systems will take it to the point where they won't step on an ant, no matter what. It's not necessarily true. You're not stepping on a soul. Dear ones, it's more like a soul group. Insects are extremely valuable to this planet. If you didn't have them, you wouldn't be here, dear ones. Ask a biologist. It's a soul group. Let me give you another soul group. Tree hugger. Does a tree have a soul? It has a group soul called Gaia. A tree's roots may be intertwined, growing with other roots. So, who gets the soul? Which tree? Everything that creates the life and is alive on the planet that would come under the category of nature is part of a soul group. And it responds to human consciousness. Have you seen the experiments where the plant will recognize a human in a condition where the human perhaps has been angry with another plant and killed it? And when that human comes back in the room, the plant, which is still alive, reacts. And you can measure it with life force. Or how about the opposite? There are those among you you call green thumb, and they have an alliance with the plants. In other words, their human soul, in a multidimensional way, is connected to the group soul of Gaia. Everything they touch grows. Interesting. Human nature can fall into several categories of interest regarding plants and this attribute of green thumb. It's in your Akash. Did you know that? The chances are this is what you did before and before and before. Farmers become farmers, become farmers, become farmers. The Akash is rich with this. My partner came from engineering literalness and linearity. He cannot grow anything. And he won't. There is no alliance with Gaia. Not in that way. This explains his fascination with Gaia. Because he knows it's there. He feels something. He wants it. But there's no alliance. Only because his interests are somewhere else. There's no judgment. It just is. And that means that those who do have an alliance belong where they are, planting seeds and growing things and becoming farmers. Do you see a system here? Souls of the earth, a combination soul, not individual souls, the soul of Gaia. Do you see the complexities of this? So let us then go to another subject, but it isn't. You're in a new energy on this planet. This energy is ripe with paradigm shift. A paradigm is the way things work. You've grown accustomed to certain things, the way they work. And what I'm going to tell you next is almost all of the paradigms that are personal that you have are ones that you've learned in an old energy. And they invite shift. Total and complete paradigm shift. So let's open the subject of internal peace. Dear ones, how do you get peace over things that are going on? Worldwide, government-wide, in your own life. With others, you see. Old souls are sensitive. And so there's so much there that starts to react when you see things that are not right. Worse even than that is the worry and the anxiety you feel about things that are happening with you, to you, around you. That which is happening perhaps to your family, which is heartbreaking, or to yourself, which causes so much anxiety and fear, and you can't get a handle on it. You can't. We told you in a channel very recently all about fear. This has nothing to do with fear. Not really. Not really. Oh, you're afraid, but this has to do with anxiety and worry. Anxiety and worry, which always seems to be present no matter what you do. And the only escape that you have often is sleep, and even then, your dreams are filled with anxiety and worry. Or perhaps you come to a meeting like this, and for a moment or two, you can relax into the arms of Spirit, and you will feel peaceful until you leave. Sometimes there will be those who come over and help you, laugh with you. And for a few moments, it goes into the back seats, as we say, until the friends leave, and then it's yours again. I know who's here. I know who's listening. Let me tell you the paradigm that has worked in the past. You get help. And there's numerous kinds of help from different kinds of places. Now, this goes for everyone. This is not just the old soul. This goes for everyone. Help comes externally. You go to someone who can help you. Perhaps it's somebody who would be involved in spiritual things, a leader, a priest, a pastor, someone who would sit with you, a psychologist, somebody who can sit with you and make sense of your anxiety. Dear ones, these are so beautiful, these people who are helping people. And they do. And then you leave, and you're still anxious. You can't shake it. The paradigm is this: help comes from the outside. Now I want to rewrite that. Welcome to the soul. The soul is a piece of God inside you that is so underrated. It's something that happens, it's there. Did you know that scientists have measured the human body's weight when a human being dies? There have been experiments that put a human being, with their acknowledgement and with their permission, on the kind of a weight scale that can measure the point of a pencil on paper. And when that human has its heart stop beating, their weight changes. And there's been different results of how much a soul weighs. But there it is again. Science saying that it has to be there. There is something about the energy of consciousness. And when it goes away, even your body weighs less. Welcome to the underrated soul. I'm going to call this channel All Grown Up, because you are now in a position in this new energy to start using that which you just thought was there because you were spiritual, or there because you were a piece of God, or there because the Creator had something to do with it. The soul is ready now to be part of the creation of peace in you. Not your brain, not your heart, not the pineal. I'm talking about your soul. Where is it? The answer is yes. It's everywhere. It's in you, it's in the Merkaba, it's around you. It is you, it belongs to you. It is multidimensional, and it is filled with energy and power, grace, compassion, help. And the new paradigm will say, get out of your head. From that which you learned from whomever, turn to that which you have instead of somebody else. How? Well, you're not going to get very far, because your habit of talking to your soul, your body, your innate, your energy, has been the habit from the past. And what is that habit? And the habit is, number one, all good things come from someplace else. Number two, what you tell yourself every single day. Here we go with affirmations. Here we go with reframing. Here we go with basic human nature. What do you say out loud to your soul? To that energy around you, which is so precious every day. You're saying things like, I knew that would happen, expecting bad things, and it does. It's almost like you gave an order in a restaurant. Beep! It happened. It goes further. All drivers in this city are stupid. Look at that person. What an idiot! And you say, well, that's not me. Oh, yes, it is. Whether you said it out loud or whether your brain hatched it out and you didn't say it, it's still there. You expect bad things. Humanity itself is horrible. You take a look at the earth and you say, we're headed in a bad way. This is just awful. All the things you're saying to your soul, habits, that's all they are, because you heard it from your mom and you heard it from your dad, and now it's coming out of your mouth. If you choose to change the paradigm of what your brain and your heart and your compassion and your pineal mixed together have to say about the earth on an everyday scenario, I will tell you, your soul is going to start feeding you answers and solutions. I don't like what I see on the news. That's not really what I believe. That's what the news is giving for now. There is so much more that is not being reported. Look at that driver, what he did. I wish I could go over there. I wish I could give him some compassion and he'd feel better. Look at what just happened. That scenario is something I will not create again. I create miracles in my life. I have healing coming my way. There is God in every single human soul. They may not know it. They may not see it. But I know it's there. And I'm going to celebrate the Creator in everything I see, every situation I see. I'm coming from a different paradigm now because I see better. There's light everywhere. There's not darkness everywhere. And the more that is said, the more real it becomes. And that starts to affect that which you call your soul. All connected to the innate, all connected to the biology. Dear ones, that's why some of you don't last very long. You tell your chemistry every day how awful everything is. You tell your chemistry every day that you don't expect to live very long. You tell your chemistry every day that bad things are coming, and it listens to you, agrees with you, and cooperates with death. Disease, unbalance, sorrow, anxiety. I've just given you the secret for long life. Are you listening? Your soul is built to be a piece of God that delivers divinity and peace to you. And when things start to get to you and you're worried about them and anxiety starts to form, you can call within to that peace which knows no understanding. It's peaceful no matter what. It's beyond logic. It is the peace of love and compassion from the other side of the veil. And in the depths of despair, you can go there and it is well with your soul. You can go there and you can feel a relaxing. You can take a deep cleansing breath and you can know that this or something better. And the solutions will come. You may be the only balanced one in your group if it's an event that is frightening to your group. You will be the only one that's generating light when there is so much anxiety and fear. We've talked about that before. That comes from the peace of God inside. The peace of God meaning the particle of the Creator that's in you. And that's what makes the human soul different. When animals are intertwined with you, they fear when you fear. Did you see that? When you're sick, there are certain animals that will do everything they can to make you feel better. They'll lay upon you. They'll try to heal you. Because the animal doesn't have an intellect, and the animal only sees your soul. That's the animal you want to have come back. That's the one you can have come back. Kryon, is there a time limit? Oh, intellectual, there is no time limit to love. There is no time limit to compassion when you're ready. There is a 3-month window of the death of an animal that allows a quick return, but past that, there's still a return. It's just a little harder. You gotta look a little bit. This is the animal that knows your soul. Isn't it interesting that the animal would know your soul better than you do, but the intellect gets in the way, your habits get in the way, what your parents told you is the right thing to say gets in the way. Somebody gives you a gift at Christmas, what do you say? Oh, you shouldn't have. You just told your soul and your body that you're not worthy. Do you realize that? Acceptance of gifts in a compassionate, elegant way is something you weren't trained for. Thank you so much for thinking of me. This is so special. Even if it's a lousy pair of socks. I speak from my partner's experience. Appreciation and compassion for the thought, for the idea of the gift. And not some statement that says, "Dear universe, I'm unworthy to have anything, even these socks." And that's what you do. So many. And that comes from habit. And that comes from a generation of your parents who said, this is how you accept things. What if instead you say, I'm worthy to have this? Thank you for seeing the worthiness of the peace of God in me that cooperates in the peace of God in you. And that's what makes gift giving so amazing, so elegant, so beautiful. So beautiful you could weep with the beauty of the exchange of ideas of compassion. May this change the holiday and how you see things. The soul stands ready to be reframed, reworked, reinformed, activated with the paradigm shift of what you say, what you feel, as you walk from day to day the situations that you have. May many understand this and catch themselves before they say what they were going to say, and they will understand, oh, it's just a habit. Dear body, dear universe, erase that. Here's what I meant to say. It goes a long way. Do you believe it? This is your legacy, old soul. A change in the paradigms of life. A change in the paradigms of human nature, changes that only you can see quickly, old soul, because you've been there and you've done that, and you know what doesn't work. That doesn't work. Welcome to the new human. And so it is.